Wisconsin Public Radio continues its alcohol series by looking at how some Wisconsin communities are allowing grocery stores to sell beer, wine, and spirits online. It's designed to be convenient, but it's also controversial. Shemaine Mills reports.
Grocery shopping's changing. Driving to the store no longer means having to go in the store. Instead, you can stay in your car, where items chosen online are delivered to your vehicle at a scheduled pickup time.
All right, so the click and go sign says, let us know you're here, text your name, or call this number.
Curbside pickup goes by various names depending on the store. Festival Foods calls it click and go, and I'm their first customer buying alcohol online. It's that new.
All right, I need to find my ID here because I'm assuming they'll ask for proof of age.
My ID is scanned by a grocery employee who brings out my purchase.
Yeah, like I said, the receipt's in that bag for you, and then you should be all set.
While many grocery stores sell alcohol, most of it's purchased in-store. As Rosley is strolling up and down the grocery aisles, picking out what he wants for dinner with his girlfriend. In the cart, there's some fresh fish, vegetables, and a six-pack of beer. The 24-year-old likes picking out some purchases in person, not on a computer screen.
Place your item in the bagging area.
It depends on the circumstances, but I would be open to the possibility. Currently, I would like to choose in the store.
People with kids, you know, don't want to bring their kids in and they can just pick things up.
That's former Madison alderwoman Liddell Zellers. She voted to allow curbside pickup of alcohol at grocery stores.
They can just pick things up, including if they do want to get some beer or wine. The other side of it is probably most people know we are a state that is known for drinking and sometimes binge drinking.
Madison City officials eventually approved curbside pickup of alcohol ordered online, but so far it's been a non-starter in Neenah, where Alderwoman Marge Bates has helped lead the charge against online alcohol. She says the Fox Valley has too much binge drinking, something that gets splashed across the national news whenever there's a story on alcohol consumption.
A couple years ago, Oshkosh and Neenah were like number two in the nation, not two in the state, two in the nation.
The battle over where and how people get booze is being debated across Wisconsin because curbside pickup of alcohol ordered online is relatively new, and it's local officials like Bates who will decide whether a retailer can amend their liquor license to allow it.
Well, I understand people needing to get their groceries out in their car. When I had little kids, I would have loved to be able to do that, but it's one more step to say I can't get out of my car to get alcohol. It's not like the same thing as I need diapers. I need milk.
For over a year in nearby Appleton, a Pick and Save grocery has offered curbside pickup of alcohol. Officer Megan Cash says so far they haven't had any problems with minors trying to buy alcohol or intoxicated drivers.
There's always concern when anything changes, but it appears that we have a pretty good plan in place to safeguard any issues that would come up.
Brandon Scholes from the Wisconsin Grocers Association predicts online shopping will be the norm someday.
This business will double in the next year or two and double and double and double. It will grow significantly.
He's talking about online food sales, but with grocery stores selling a significant amount of alcohol purchased in the state, that will also mean beer, wine, and spirits in communities that decide to allow it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.